A policy dialogue on revenue management in the extractive sector is underway in Accra, with a call on stakeholders in Africa to find innovative ways to ensure that natural resources translate into better human development outcomes. Speaking at the opening ceremony in Accra, a Deputy Minister of Finance, Atu Sapon, said Ghana is being used, Atu Forson rather, said Ghana is being used as a model in Africa because of the policies the country has adopted to manage revenue generated from natural resources, especially in the oil and gas sector. He said Ghana will continue to learn from best practices to manage revenue for economic development. Mr. Dako has more.
The extractive sector in Africa is seen as a major contributor to the gross domestic product of many countries. Statistics show that the sector contributes close to one quarter of Africa's GDP. However, challenges in the management of revenue from the sector over the years have not translated into the desired economic growth and development. The two-day policy dialogue, which is a brainchild of the Collaborative Africa Budget Reform Initiative, seeks to engage senior budget officials working in African ministries of finance and planning on ways to effectively manage the revenue from the sector. A Deputy Minister of Finance, Kessel Atu Forson, said Ghana was chosen to host the dialogue due to the successes chalked up in the management of the revenue from the extractive sector, especially oil and gas. He outlined some of the policy decisions undertaken by government.
This program is a policy dialogue among 15 oil and other resource-rich African countries for us to look at how best we can manage our revenues. I think Ghana is a model in managing our resources. Yes, we concede, we know it's a model. Because we didn't just arrive at the Petroleum Revenue Management Act in particular. What we did was to look at the successes of certain countries, look at failures of certain countries. Collectively, we took a decision to go the way that we think we should go. The question that world leaders, world finance ministers, world technical people are asking is simple. Is there the need for us as a country to earmark, as an oil-rich country? Is there the need for us to save for today's generation? Is there the need for us to save for tomorrow's generation?
The executive secretary of the Collaborative African Budget Reform Initiative, Neil Cole, also throws more light on the expectations from the dialogue.
I think it's important that countries adopt policies that fit the context of the country. Ghana's obviously looked at many policies of other countries. They've looked at the policies implemented by Norway. They've looked at the policies of other African countries, such as Nigeria, etc. And I believe has applied all those lessons that it has drawn from other countries to the Ghanaian context. And what we always say is that, you know, it's one thing adopting the policy. It's another thing making sure that you implement that well. And part of what we are going to be looking at this workshop is to make sure that countries, once they've adopted appropriate policy for the country, and there are many policies that you can adopt on ways in which you manage the revenue of the extractive industry.